Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran. Recite in a beautiful voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, adorn the Quran with your beautiful voices. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the one who does not recite it melodiously is not from amongst us. So those of us who can recite in a beautiful voice, we should do so. This also needs to be mentioned that sometimes in the month of Ramadan especially, we become a bit over obsessed with this is my target, and everything gets sacrificed for that target. So the speed gets increased, and sometimes we even cast aside the rules of the tajweed. So this all sometimes also gets cast aside, that making sure person prays in a somewhat nice tone. So all of these things beautify your recitation. And any recite, this goes for all the etiquettes, any amal you do with etiquettes, it becomes much more valuable. So you can, in the time it takes you to read one juz without following these etiquettes, if you read half a juz following these etiquettes, that half a juz will not be double, it will be triple more than that valuable. That is the rule in Sharia, that the quality is much more important than quantity. So this should be kept in mind. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله مولانا العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى says O believers, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Definitely, he is for you a clear enemy. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter into Islam completely. Enter into Islam completely means take every commando of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on board. And if you can't, then make an intention and try to bring every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on board. In the first verse of at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala, after saying Alif Lam Mim, He says, "Thalikal Kitab," this book, "La Raiba Fi," there is no doubt in it. It's 100% authentic. And "Hudal Lil Muttaqin," it's guidance for the people of Taqwa. It's guidance for the people of Taqwa. So the Mufassirin, they have posed the question that this book is guidance for the people of Taqwa. So the people of Taqwa means the people who have already reached, the already complete mu'min. So that's a very small group. What about the rest of us who are still, who are not there yet? So the Mufassirin, they have said that actually this verse means that it doesn't just include the people who have taqwa, it includes the people who have taqwa on board and the people who are working towards taqwa. The people who are working towards taqwa. That means that for you to be able to benefit from the Quran properly, either you need to already have taqwa or you need to be working towards taqwa. And taqwa means complete deen. And this verse is saying the same thing, that enter into Islam completely. Look, we are all at different stages indeed. If I look at my life, I might be 50%, 70%, or I might be at 10%. But the goal should always be, I want to become fully practicing. No matter how hard it looks, the goal should always be that, okay, maybe I will take one thing at a time. Maybe these things at the moment, they seem within range and these things seem impossible, so I will focus on these. But the goal should be, I want to become fully practicing. Before my eyes close, I don't want anything in my life that displeases Allah Ta'ala, because that's what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So in this verse, look, Allah Ta'ala is saying that enter into Islam completely, and then what did he say again? Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. That means don't follow the path that shaitan shows you. Don't follow the trail shaitan shows you. What does that mean? That one way, look, one method of shaitan is that he doesn't want you to become religious. He'll stop you from focusing on deen. That is method number one. But when a person decides that, no, I need to become religious, I need to be practicing, and shaitan realizes that, I can't stop him fully, then shaitan moves on to method number two. And method number two is shaitan tries to make sure this person only stays partially practicing. Because shaitan is very intelligent and very knowledgeable. So he knows exactly how much portion of deen to allow you to let you practice, so that you stay happy as well. That, you know what, I'm practicing. Oh, I'm salah in my life. I'm coming to the masjid. I sit in the first saf as well. And shaitan is happy as well that he knows that this person thinks he is practicing, but he has this wrong in his life, he has that wrong in his life. So on the day of judgment, he's going to struggle, and I know he's going to struggle. So don't follow the path shown to you by shaitan, which is that you take some and you leave some. One thing which we need to do from time to time, but especially in the month of Ramadan, is look which parts of deen have I put in the cupboard. I put them in the storeroom. That a long time ago, I decided, you know, it's not for me. It's not for me. Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it. And we decide, oh, it's not for me. And then we still think that I'm going to please Allah Ta'ala. We need to take stock of ourselves. This is what this verse is saying. And then what does Allah Ta'ala say at the end? إِنَّهُ لَكْمَ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ Shaitan is your clear enemy. So this path which he is showing you, that is partial practice. He lets you practice certain things. He doesn't make much opposition there. And certain other things, he's told you to put them to one side. He's your clear enemy. And a person who's your enemy always tries to destroy you. So understand that by doing this, this is not a path to success, it's a path to destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself, and all of us the tawfiq to bring the entire deen into our life. Ameen.